This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Destination Mars. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. If humans got to the red planet and were actually able to stay there for a while, one of the next big questions would be what they would eat. What could they grow that would thrive under these severe conditions? Reporter Buffy Gorilla visited a greenhouse where researchers are trying to figure that part out.
It's dark in the greenhouse, but I can see some plants growing in trays on metal tables.
We had all of this.
Edward Guinan started this project as part of a class in 2017. He's a professor of astrophysics and planetary science at Villanova University near Philadelphia. The goal was to try and grow all kinds of crops in conditions retrofitted to resemble Mars.
Overall, you get about 60% of the total energy of light over the Martian year. We do try to have plants that don't mind shade.
So it's dark, it's cold, and Mars is covered in something called regolith. It's a type of iron-rich dirt that gives it its signature red look, but it's also full of harmful chlorides.
Perchlorates are a poisonous. They're hazmat, and they're on the Martian soil, anywhere from a tenth of a percent to 1%. People think they're left over from the lakes and oceans that used to be there.
Ed's research doesn't use authentic Martian soil. None has ever been returned to Earth. But NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory scientists developed something called Mars Regolith Simulants that can be purchased online. And thanks to iron oxides, it's still reddish.
Alicia, come in. I'm glad you made it. Yeah, this is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Alicia Eglin got involved in this project as part of her classwork. She recently graduated with a degree in astrophysics and astronomy.
Things that grow best tend to be plants with shallow roots. So anything like root vegetables that might be more hardy for a diet kind of struggle when it comes to regolith-based agriculture, so you have to look at alternatives for those.
One suggestion from Ed was nutritious, shallow-rooted kale. His students were not into it.
They said, I don't want to grow kale. I don't like it.
Ed planted kale, but his students planted hops. The hops thrived and became a bit of an international sensation. You can probably imagine the headlines. Beer on Mars. Ed says that while the hops may have put his project on the map, there were more interesting things happening. And besides hops?
So worthless, you know, except for beer, flavoring beer. It took over the whole roof of the greenhouse. We had to cut it down.
But all the attention from the hops led to new experiments. People from around the world sent Ed ideas about what crops to plant next. Suggestions for peanuts and Jerusalem artichokes came in.
They grew extremely well. They were growing out of their containers.
They experimented with hydroponics, growing plants in water. Ed grew ginger and a carrot successfully in a nutrient-rich solution. Using this system, Alicia made a discovery of her own.
The biggest, I think, surprise for other people is dandelion greens. Not everyone is accustomed to eating them as a food source, but that was the first crop that I did, and it did the best in the hydroponic system. They grew really big. They're really nutritious for you. Dandelions are great because you can eat the entire plant. So when you're on Mars, you want to minimize waste.
The team also came up with another idea, using the mighty earthworm to improve the Martian soil.
It's kind of a twofold benefit. You can have the worms in the Martian regolith, which is really important because they can help to transform it from like that sandy clay-like texture into an actual soil more similar to Earth through the introduction of organic matter in the worm castings. But then also, you can take those worms and then eat them and turn that into a source of protein.
How do you prepare the worms to actually taste good? This is a challenge that you have not yet seen on any cooking programs, but Ed has already tried it.
I push the poop out of them, and then I fried them like hell until they were like almost crisp. A lot of garlic salt. So I couldn't taste anything. I just tasted like French fries. It worked. I didn't get sick, and I wouldn't make it like an everyday meal. Worms are full of protein. You should try them.
That story was reported by Buffy Gorilla.